Hi, everyone. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, and this Saturday we'll celebrate the christening of PCU 795, the Hyman G. Rickover. As a reminder, we'll be webcasting the ceremony live on our external EB website beginning about 9:30 a.m. Today on the podcast, it's my pleasure to introduce a very special guest, and only the second person who's ever joined the podcast who is not an EB employee. The person joining us today is the ship sponsor for Rickover, Mrs. Darlene Greenert. Welcome to the podcast, Darlene, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you informally before the christening ceremony this weekend.
Well, it's great to have this opportunity, and I just really appreciate that you're giving it to me. So it's good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks. And to start, I'd like to thank you for your service to our country. You've been a part of the military, and specifically the Navy, in a variety of roles for the last 42 years as a veteran and as a Navy spouse. Let's talk a little bit about the path of your career.
Sure. Well, I was a school teacher by trade and just wanted something different. So I tried my hand at officer training school and got through it. I'm surprised sometimes. But first duty station brought me out to Hawaii. It was really great to be out there. John and I have had three tours there, so always to go back to Hawaii is a dream. I met John out there and just appreciated the opportunity to meet a submariner. I mean, I didn't know, being from Michigan, I hadn't even seen a submarine, so so that was unique for me. But we were able to get together and make it work for, 40 years now.
Well, congratulations on that time and service to our country and on 40 years of marriage to Admiral Greenert. And we very much are honored by you being a sponsor for Rickover. Darlene, our employees got to know you better through your remarks at the Rickover keel laying ceremony back in 2018. If you would, please share your perspective about the role our shipbuilders play in keeping our nation and our sailors safe.
Oh, Kevin, thank you for this opportunity. I get emotional. I don't remember all of what I said back then, but I've been told that my message got out there. And I have to say, share something with your audience right now, and that's today I am a new grandmother, and our granddaughter Willow was born to my oldest son, Jonathan, in Italy, where he and his wife and family are serving. And it's those opportunities without their father. If your shipbuilders had not built the incredible submarines that he has been on, and look, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I wouldn't be here saying that I've got a beautiful granddaughter. We wouldn't be the family we are. The submarine that your shipbuilders build carries families in and out for decades. I can't overestimate that. For decades, in and out, moves into an area, moves out of an area. But when they go down deep, that's a lost horizon to most of us. I think we know more about people that go out in space than we do about those that have to serve underneath and serve on submarines. I just can't thank them enough for the little things that they do to make sure that my husband and my family are safe. And then I can expand it to the rest of the submarine force and their families. And I just can't do anything but say how grateful I am to have an opportunity to share that. Thank you.
Thanks for that. And, I think there's an enormous amount of pride and patriotism in the work that we do here at Electric Boat. And you see it, you feel it, I think, before you even see it when you come to work here. And we've got a purpose statement that we live by and really resonates with me. And that is, we deliver the advantage that protects our sailors, our families, and our freedom. And so I think we absolutely, you and I feel the same way about the work that we do and the importance to our country, to our sailors, of course, and to all of the families who either wait for their sailors or for their shipbuilder to come home from work every day. So I want to change subjects on something that's a little sad we all learned about. And as we head into the ceremony this weekend, we were saddened to learn that Mrs. Rickover passed away just a few weeks ago on July 5th, and a tremendous loss just before our ceremony. She was the sponsor for the first submarine named for her husband, and said that she thought of the sailors on the 709 as her children. Would you give us some recollections of Mrs. Rickover that you wouldn't mind sharing?
Yes, I would love to. And first and foremost, I say that I have big shoes. Even though she was a very petite person, she has left big shoes to fill. Her reputation as a sponsor is unparalleled, unmatched, I don't think, at least that I know of. I did not know Eleanor personally until later on. But the story that I'd like to share is, this is classic Eleanor. Mrs. Rickover, when the secretary asked me to be the sponsor, I turned to John and said, I can't say yes unless it's okay with Mrs. Rickover. She's legacy to me, and she's somebody that I admire. So John went to visit her and asked permission. And of course she gave her blessing, because that's what she would do for the families and for the ship. She would do what she felt was best for her submarine. And she's now giving me the opportunity to help her family. And when you say things like she thought that there were children, yes, they were her children for sure. And that's how she treated them, with love and respect, and tried to do as much as she could for them. I mean, they say the sponsor is the heart of a submarine. She was the heart of her submarine. Thank you.
Well, and now you get to be the heart of the 795, Rickover. And on Friday, you and your family get to tour the boat, and we can't wait to have you here in the yard. You also have a chance to connect with the crew. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means to you and your family?
Well, it is family. I feel like it already. I know their limitations. I know their schedule. You know, you get to a point, I think now is you get to work up, and the crew's got so much to do. It gets, you see your spouse or your father or your mother a little bit less often. So my heart is out to those that have their longer hours, their dedication. We've all, those of us that served on submarines and their families have gone through that. So they're just in my prayers, and I just want them to be strong and safe, and that's about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday, and of course getting the ship christened on Saturday. So and I will say that the crew of the Rickover is fortunate to have you as their sponsor, and for all of us here at Electric Boat, we're honored to have you as the sponsor of this important submarine. Thank you for joining us, Darlene.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. Please thank to all the shipbuilders, please thank each other and your families for your contributions, because it makes a difference.
All right.
Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well. That's all for now, everybody. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.